we're driving through the town of Avdiivka, and this is down towards the far end of the town, which is one of the hottest parts of the conflict of eastern Ukraine. It's dusk, and we want to get down there before it gets dark. So straight away you can see evidence of fighting here.
Stay where you are for a second, stay where you are. Head towards that corner, head towards that wall, go towards that wall, go towards the wall.
Okay, so we've literally just arrived in what's called the prom zone.
Tomko.
Okay, we're moving.
Promzona in Russian means industrial area, but this is a perpetual war zone, which much of the world has forgotten.
Oh, it's so clear. So 5, maybe 10 minutes after we arrive, and sniper fire, the crack of machine guns, the soldiers here say probably RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades.
Lethal warfare in eastern Ukraine has become mundane and monotonous. Even here, you can hear irony or perhaps boredom.
You can imagine when there's a big bang, the journalists jump more than the soldiers. And the soldiers often find that funny. Okay, so we're changing positions now. You can just see the remnants of war everywhere. The soldier we're with chooses to walk, but I'd prefer to run right now. Just right out in the open. We've reached the building, which I think is where we're going to be staying for the night. We made it. Oof. That was intense. First of Tom.
We meet 21-year-old Dima, who says he's willing to die for the land east of here, held by Russian-backed rebels.
If necessary, the boys will hold on to this land with their teeth. We won't give it away. If someone wants to live in Russia, even if he's Ukrainian, he can just pack his things and move there. This land isn't mine or his or his. It's land which belongs to Ukraine.
We're up on the front line in an impressive network of trenches. And this gives you a sense of how much Ukraine has dug in to protect the rest of the country. And if you look back at how this war has evolved, essentially Ukraine has not lost any significant territory in well over a year now. And in that sense, for Ukraine, there is some success.
But sitting on the spring sun-soaked benches in the frontline town of Avdiivka, held by Ukraine, Tatiana Nikolaevna and Galina Ivanovna are wary of 2 years of war. Tatiana believes Russia wants to weaken Ukraine, but she also feels neglected by Ukraine's political class. Bitter divisions run through this region. The war has become one of attrition. And after countless diplomatic meetings, Russia and the West have been unable or unwilling to deliver peace.
Very close.